Welcome, everyone, to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You Show. My name is Alisa.
My name is Liz. Hey, baby girl.
Hello.
Hello. So, look, let's just get right into it, because you said we have two callers in the queue, so let's just start
we
with
do.
That.
A couple hands raised, so let's get to the first one. It's 303 area code. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn. Yeah. I don't think we've spoken with you before. Are you a new caller?
Nope. Yeah, brand new.
Well, welcome to the show. So first things first, asking for permission to connect to your energy, please.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you would give Alisa your date of birth, we don't need the year, just the month and the day,
sure.
Please.
10/25.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show. What are you needing today? What's going on?
Well, I am in the process of creating my own coaching business, emotional healing. I've been involved in the work of Law of Attraction. I'm also a transpersonal psychologist, and I have some tools and techniques for helping people, but this is a new business for me, and I'm working online,
mm-hmm.
planning to deliver courses. About a year and a half ago, I was fired from a job, and since then, I've been sort of working temporarily to, you know, kind of make ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really committed and dedicated to this business. It's slow and evolving. I shouldn't say it's slow, but it's evolving,
mm-hmm.
and it's evolving at a good pace.
Mm-hmm.
So my concern is more around security and kind of sort of what the outlook is for me in a way
uh-huh.
that I can do everything that I want to do
uh-huh.
and feel that sense of security or peace or calm or knowing
uh-huh.
that the law
uh-huh.
of attraction provides. Yeah.
Right. So it's security, which is a man-made construct, versus faith, which is impersonal. So I would say it's like you're dipping in two different worlds, because you are highly trained, highly qualified, and it seems like those of us that help others like forget to help ourselves. So I get that. So it's getting into that place of knowing, and you said it, it's going at a good pace. So
yeah.
it's continuing that awareness that it is evolving in your divine right time. You know, it's interesting when people call in, they may have a specific question. And Alisa is an intuitive and a numerologist and amazing, and I'm like the energy chick. So I just pick up whatever energy comes up, and certain impressions or words will come in.
Yeah.
And the word divorce came in. And I don't know, and I'm wondering if it was were you impacted by divorce as a child?
No. So I was not. My parents didn't have a healthy relationship, but at the same time, no, not divorce. I think divorce comes in the sense that I was when I was fired from the job that I truly loved and felt, you know,
mm-hmm.
kin with, the sense of kind of this earth-shattering, shaking
mm-hmm.
kind of movement that felt like, you know, the impact of a divorce. And
the grieving.
Yeah, exactly. That sort of, you know, oh, I've been with them for a long time, and, you know, it was like a partnership relationship that I felt, you know, was symbiotic, and then boom, you know.
Right.
And so that was pretty impactful, but it also was the catalyst that really kind of brought
exactly.
me to knowing.
You probably
yeah.
would not have started your own thing if that didn't happen.
That's right.
And
I realize,
you know,
that.
Crisis, and you may use this in your coaching practice, I call a crisis of reinvention.
Ah, yeah.
That's good, right?
That's exactly what it's been. It's been a total reinvention
and,
in a good way.
And now you have the firsthand experience to really support and help your clients, because
yeah.
this is a very, unfortunately, very common trauma to get over.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
so it's, I would just suggest cre- creating the space. Right now I'm sensing energetically that because you're so mentally strong,
yeah,
that it's difficult for you to shut that off.
Right.
That is a beautiful skill and talent where it comes to your clients and being creative and imaginative about your business and having these original outside-of-the-box techniques. It's probably a combination of conventional coaching with an etheric slant. So you're making it your own brand, which is very important, especially since everything is so market-driven.
Yeah.
But it's time for you to be your own beta tester, where you probably tell your clients, you know, practice more self-care, step back, take a look. That's what you need to do.
Okay.
So good for you, and I get it when there's so many moving parts.
Yeah.
And there's so much to manage.
Yeah.
And there's so much chaos. And
right.
Can I ask you, how long ago was this professional tie severed?
It was about a year and 3 months ago.
I knew
like
it was
that.
Recent.
Yeah.
Okay, I knew it wasn't 10 years ago. I knew it was probably within the last year or two. And you confirmed that. So cut yourself a break because it really and you should know this, and I do, and I know you do know this. It really
right.
should be only about now that
right.
you're going to feel like you can come out of the ethers with that, because it's so fresh. It's really only about now for you to start stumbling into getting to know the new person on the other side of this trauma. It's only now. So the thing is, it's. Because it's unfamiliar and uncomfortable, the familiar and comfortable place for you to go to, your default setting, is your head, because that feels safe. Well, if I think about it and I analyze it and I preoccupy my mind with it, then I don't have to get to know this person that I don't freaking recognize.
Yeah. Yeah, that is, you're right. That is sort of my go-to sort of concept.
Yeah, and we all do that. It's what's familiar and therefore creates the illusion of security. And if you just embrace that security is an illusion and inner reliance is the stuff that faith is made out of, as opposed to the conventional definition of faith that we have to surrender to a source outside of ourselves. But if you connect to the willingness within yourself, that's self-reliance.
Yeah. Can you expand upon that just a little bit, if I connect to the willingness within myself?
Yes, because the thing is, willingness means choice. So if you own that you're choosing, okay, I'm going to feel funky about this, and that's okay. I'm going to mess up with this because I'm supposed to, because that's process. Process is threefold. First we practice, meaning we learn to do, to cultivate whatever it is that we want to cultivate.
Yeah.
Two, we get frustrated because we have to make mistakes. We
right.
get so like, it has to be perfect. I coach. I'm an audition coach for actors. So this is why everything lends itself. What I do on the air here lends itself for my coaching business, and what I do with the coaching business lends itself for what I'm doing here. So it's great because it really does overlap. So the first step is practice. The second step is frustration. The third step is release. So that's really the best way I can elaborate on it, because to elaborate is to think about it. We're not supposed to think about it. We're supposed to experience it. And if you just tell yourself two words, I'm okay.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what I do. Yeah. I'm in the middle, honey. I'm in the middle of everything. Okay?
Yeah.
And I just tell myself, I'm okay.
Yeah.
And it's
like
just,
that. Okay.
All right. I'm going to flip this over to my homegirl, Lisa. But yeah, you're going to be fine. You're fine. You're fine right
All
now.
All right, I'm fine.
You're
I'm
good.
Fine. Thank you.
I'm okay.
Thank you.
All right,
I'm
darling.
I'm good. Thank you.
She's good, huh? She's really, really good. So what's really cool, when all this happened, I mean, I'm looking at the numbers. Like right now, as of your birthday, you entered into a 9 personal year. So with this, and in numerology, there's a whole cycle of growth and being that ends in 9 years. So it's a 9-year cycle. So you're at the tail end of this. And usually at the end, there's a huge transformation. So it totally makes sense that this is, because, you know, you're kind of shedding the old and still trying to get into the new, but you're not really quite all the way into the new. The new really is that 1 year. So, I mean, there's no race to this, and there's really no hard defined lines. Everything sort of builds on each other. So usually as like when you're cleaning a house, like in order to get it clean, you kind of have to get rid of stuff. You have to tidy it up, and you have to have an idea of what you want to do with all this stuff. So think in the process of 9 years, how much you've grown, and also the stuff you've accumulated and the habits you've accumulated. And especially if you've been with this, you know, the old job for so long, there are so many things that have helped you build your skill set, if we look at it that way. But you don't have to take all of that with you. Some of it is just corporate stuff, and some of it's just being in somebody else's business. And now the difference is you're creating your own business. And so you pick and choose. So this whole year has been about, letting go and also acknowledging how far you've come. So it's always about being very current. And it's interesting because a lot of the stuff, especially, I would say, well, you're a water sign, you know, for you to be a Scorpio, there's a lot of stuff you'll still hold on to, just out of habit. But it's easier to kind of let go of it once you can feel it, but not keep it in your head. So all the things, and here's the thing, you know, Liz is also a water sign. She's a Pisces. So
Cancer.
There's a lot of flow. I mean, sorry, Cancer. Yeah, Cancer.
That's okay, girl. That's because Anna is a Pisces.
It's because, and both my parents are Pisces, too.
Right.
So there's a flow that I can, and I'm a Taurus, so I'm like, I get it, because I want to hold on to everything. I hold on to everything. But there's a flow, and that process is part of that flow. So that you've been doing all of this, and it started more than likely in your 8 year, just as you were getting into your 8 year, which is about opportunity and about manifesting. So it wasn't something that you had wanted. Obviously, you weren't really wanting to have to switch your job or do anything differently, but it speaks to a higher purpose for you. So all the great things that you have learned, and the fact that you really enjoyed your previous job, means that, you know, when this opportunity came up, it probably wasn't something you're really looking at, but it spoke enough to you to pursue it, because it probably allowed you to get more into the spiritual side of yourself. And that's such a gift. It's such a gift to kind of balance everything out. To kind of grow into your own, some of these other gifts that you probably would never have had to really bring out, or really bring out in the way you can in this new endeavor. I love how Liz talked about security, because we both work for ourselves. So, you know, we understand, you know, there are, the only thing with a big company is that they've set out a whole structure, and that's how you function. And so it doesn't mean you can't do the same thing with your own structure. It's exactly what you're doing, but you're doing it on a different scale and for a different purpose. So you can kind of streamline a lot of it, and you've got all the time to do that. But a lot of it goes with the inner work that you're going to be doing and that you are doing, and how that lends itself to your outer world and the career and the security that you want to develop. A lot of it all of it's internal first.
You're right. You're absolutely, I get that. And I appreciate the kind of reinforcement and encouragement of what you're saying here. It kind of helps
me
shift it
for
that.
It's a reminder, because you have all the tools. Probably have too many tools, you know, like you have all this other stuff but you don't have to do anything with it. You kind of have to pick and choose. It doesn't mean you throw out the rest of the tools. You keep it in the toolbox, right? So you pick out the ones that you need, and you're building something different here. So it's great. Right. It's great that you have this whole set of tools and a whole bunch of them. It's just now you're going to start using them differently. You may not have to use that one tool you always use, and you're kind of missing that, but you have, look at all this other stuff that you have. And and I love, I mean, you sound so excited. You still sound really excited, actually, about your new stuff. It's just reconciling. Yeah. It's just reconciling where you've been with who you are now.
Yeah.
And that's a strength.
Grief is lifelong. It's a lifelong. It's just how is it woven into the tapestry and fabric of your life today? And it informs your compassion and your wisdom. So it's if you can really repurpose everything. I also suggest that you download this show. Elisa and I both had a lot to say to you. And just for you just to take it in, not even to be analytical about it, but just on a frequency level, I do believe, as I say this all the time, I do believe that when we give readings on the air, that they are encoded with a specific energy specific to the person, and that any time that the show is replayed for that particular person at any given time, those frequencies become active and healing. So, So definitely... do that and just whatever lands in your consciousness, and you're so wired to be like the good student, and I'm going to suggest that you just are in a very relaxing setting and you don't even have the pen and the paper. You just receive what you receive. And whatever stays with you is the one thing, like Elisa said with the toolbox, that's the one thing to work with, whatever just stays with you.
Oh, that's really cool. Thank you. That's really great advice, and I like that. That feels right.
Good. And your energy is already shifting. I already see it. It's already shifting. I can sense it already. Yeah. So feel free to give us an update. We're on twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. And good luck with everything. Everything's fine. You're totally okay.
Oh, thanks, Lisa. Thank you, Liz. So
you're welcome.
Wonderful to speak with you.
Same here.
You.
Good luck. All right, darling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. Wow. She sounds good, though. I love what she's doing, and it's scary. You know, it's scary when you're forced to make that change. But I tell you that the change opens up so many other opportunities.
Yeah.
And and it's not easy. You know, we definitely know that it's not easy, especially if you're really analytical. Like I am, all kinds of analytical.
Well, you guys can, you know. Out analyze each other, which is why she was such a great person to speak to on the air. And it's interesting how she, when I said divorce, she knew exactly what I was talking about. And I kind of felt the image, and I should have asked her this, the image of a child. So maybe I don't know how many people were involved with this partnership, but maybe the energy of feeling like a child of divorce, because a child has no control over that. It's between the parents,
right?
So maybe
that,
because I felt like, no, I don't feel like it's her divorce. I feel like I got the energy of a kind of like a child. So I thought, well, maybe when she was young, she was affected by divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt
I knew
that
it had to do with the job. I knew it had to do with the job.
Yeah, but
there's a part of me, and that's what that's exactly what it feels like. You know, when someone when something else has said, well, we're not going to do this anymore.
And
you're like, well,
and it's out of your control. Yeah,
right.
A child. You know, if they're not an adult,
totally.
Although
not,
my 12-year-old would like to think otherwise. I'm like, you're my son, not my husband. Hello. I'm really? Doesn't work like that. But you know what? We have another call because I do have a law of attraction related contemplation to discuss. But let's take the second call because they've been patiently waiting.
Right. Area code 310. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. My name is Brittany.
Brittany, we've spoken with you before.
I don't think so.
No, maybe not.
Maybe not.
Maybe I'm thinking of Brittany who lives in the South. Are you calling from California?
You're thinking of Southern. No, she's calling Southern Brittany, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Southern Brittany, because we know she got that twang before she even says hello. Hi, Brittany. So she got that twang, first-time caller. So you're calling from California?
Yes.
Oh, well, good morning. Damn, it's early there. So asking for permission to connect to your energy, please?
Yes.
Wonderful. And if you can give Elisa your date of birth, just month and day?
Sure, April 1st.
Oh, my Lord. You must have been teased your whole life. It's your birthday? No, it's not. Okay. What is going on? What do you need today? What's on your mind?
Well, I was able to manifest this new love in my life who he's a very kindred spirit, and it's a beautiful, beautiful unfolding, evolving romance. And the only thing about it is that he's been reluctant to invite me to his home, and I believe it has a lot to do with his son. He's a single father, and I just wanted to know if you can give me some more insight into maybe what's going on with the situation.
Okay, how old is the son?
His son is, he'll be 16 next week.
Okay, yeah. Listen, I have two teenage boys, so that's it. No, I'm just kidding. and how long? And how recent is this relationship?
We started dating in August, and
okay, it's recent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I would say this. It has absolutely nothing to do with you, and you're right. It has everything to do with the son, because especially. And I'm a single. I'm in the process of officially becoming a single mom. So this is so fresh, and I know the dynamic of teenage boys, which is such a walk in the park. So, so regardless of the gender of the child or the parent, if it's a single parent household, and the child is really used to that one-on-one, it is often advised that unless the relationship is serious and has been going on for at least a year, there's no reason to really introduce the new relationship, because we're trying to protect the emotional health of the children, and they can act as tough as and snarky as they want. It really is a house of cards that if the wind blows the wrong way, you think of all of, it's like Humpty Dumpty, all this work to really kind of put their fragile ecosystem of emotions together. And then one thing happens, and then you have to start from square one. It has nothing to do with you and everything to do with trying to keep Humpty Dumpty from falling off the wall and breaking again.
Okay.
So, the relationship is still pretty fresh. It's not even a year. It's like 10 months or something now. And what is the need that you have to go to this man's home? Because there's plenty of places you can go.
No, I understand that. It's just I've invited him into my space, and he's been quite vulnerable with me and very transparent. That's just the only thing that he has shared.
Yeah, because that's his. It's his, and maybe he's protecting his son's privacy, and it's not up to us to decide the degree of transparency. The fact that he's a dude that's willing to be vulnerable is a girl. Hello. That he's like, is he a unicorn? So the fact that the fact that you're getting that, do you have children in your household?
No, I do not.
I knew you did it. So this is why. That's why. Because that's a safe space for the grown-ups. He's just being a responsible dad, and I appreciate that. I'm actually friendly with Richard Pryor's daughter, Rain Pryor. And she told me when she was, because there was a year in high school that she lived with her dad. She's like, so there were three hookers and cocaine on like the living room table, and I'm trying to do my homework. So what I'm trying to tell you is, she's like, who's Richard Pryor? Very famous, iconic comedian. Okay, anyway, I think they're actually doing a movie about his life right now as we speak. So the point being is, look at this as a lack with yourself, but wow. He's being vulnerable with me, transparent to the point that he's comfortable. So that's something for you to support. And he's a good dad. He's a very sensitive person, which makes him a double unicorn. So, yeah. So there's no reason or there's not enough cause to really generate what is on the verge of becoming dissatisfaction. And I'm warning you a little bit, because it's almost like, well, let me find the flaw, because there has to be something wrong. And yet, that's what makes life beautiful, are the flaws, and to see past them. But if it's this beautiful, tender, wonderful romance as you describe, Why do you need to go to his house? The household is him and his child. I can understand if, you know, he had hoarding issues and you couldn't go to his house because he lives alone and there's like three dead cats under the couch. Okay, that's not cute, right? But that's his son's household. So it has nothing to do. I don't think it has anything to do with you. And he doesn't have to tell you. You know, he can disclose on a need-to-know basis. Right now, he probably doesn't think, well, I'm emotionally making myself so available. I mean, has this been a point of conflict with the two of you?
No, I haven't even brought it up.
Because you get, and guess what, dear? You're not going to. I'm going to pass the torch on to Leah. You're trying to find, like, it's not broken, girl. Don't break it. It's not broken.
Yeah, I get it, and Brittany, it's especially if you don't have kids, it's a different dynamic. I think it not quite the same, but like if you live by yourself, or if you had a roommate, you'd almost have to, you know, it's a little bit on that in that direction of having to negotiate that it isn't all your space and it's there's somebody else that lives here, and it's usually not that big of a deal, but when it's your kid. Then, you know, and they're younger, so he still lives at home, obviously. There is probably a lot more to negotiate there. So I think, yeah, it's interesting. If you haven't even brought it up yet, it's just something just in the back of your mind. Maybe this conversation will help because it really has nothing to do with you. I think it's just, you know, if you're in the other person's shoes, if you're in his shoes and you had a kid, then you would probably want to be a little more protective, you know, and you don't know the dynamic necessarily at home. So if he's totally fine and everything else seems to be fine, don't go looking for the problems, you know, don't go looking for the issues, but you know, you can be aware of them. Like it's already on your awareness, but don't make it be a bigger issue than it needs to, because it may not even be an issue just yet. But you know, here we are. You know, you're an Aries, so there's like, you know, gotta know, impulsive. But I think you can probably let it go as easily as you brought it up. I would say if everything else has been pretty wonderful, then continue to enjoy that and you know, work on the benefit of the doubt that. You know, it's not going to lead down this rabbit hole of, well, what else is he hiding from me? Or, you don't really want to go down that road, especially if you're really enjoying yourself. Maybe, you know, it could be a pattern, because I think most of us want, you know, we want to protect ourselves too. Like we don't want to give up everything and think, well, it'd be perfect only if this, you know, a lot of times we kind of do it just to protect ourselves. We don't want to get hurt again, whatever the case may be. So this will be a nice time, especially like I looked at your birth date. You know, I know you're Aries. You're in a number six personal year out of a cycle of 9 years. So six is a very nurturing, loving number. It's a great number to like really appreciate your relationships, not just your intimate ones, but, you know, all of your relationships, but just seeing, you know, where you're supported. It's, I think, something where maybe you're thinking of, you know, what about long term? I mean, it's still kind of early on, but seeing the potential. So don't look at just like this pro and con list necessarily. I would say go with what you have experienced with him so far. Continue to cultivate that and appreciate it, and appreciate what you're bringing to it as well. I think it's wonderful that he has found the space, a safe space, to maybe be that way where he may not have the opportunity to do that at his own house. If he has to be the parent and, you know, has to kind of be in charge of everything, you know, when he can be in your space, whatever you've provided, and he can be that vulnerable, that's actually very beautiful. So it's not that it can't be reciprocated. It just means it's a different dynamic because there's a whole other person involved, you know, with his son. So
be careful what you ask for.
Well,
you come over, you're like, oh, the Adams family. Yeah, you just don't, honey, you don't know.
well, Well, you know, and not to get you scared, because I don't think it's about being scared about all
that.
No,
of course not.
It's feeling confident that let it unfold, because there may come a point. Maybe he's doing all the work under the surface, behind the scenes that you don't even know, to kind of get to that point where he can bring you over.
Right.
You know, you just never know what he's trying to do on his end to kind of maybe be that reciprocal about everything and say, well, I do want to share, you know, this thing with you and open up a little bit more. But there is something that he has to maintain within his own family, within his particular bond. And it's not, you know, better than what you guys have. It's just, it's equally important. So it doesn't minimize your relationship, I hope. I hope you don't feel that way. But there's so much else that's happening beyond what you can control. Like I wish, you know, a lot of people call up on our show and want to know what somebody else is thinking, and we can't do that. Like, you know, here we are asking permission for your energy and all that stuff. And so, you know, there's only so much that you can be in charge of. And the most important thing is being in charge of you. So if you're so far, everything's going well, and it's just that one thing in the back of your mind, try to breathe through that and not bring the anxiety that it could bring. But it's all kind of right now in your head. And so we talked a little bit about law of attraction. I know Liz will go into that in a moment, but a lot of times what you're focused on is what's going to grow. So think about what you want to focus on. If you want to focus on what's really been there, that you've witnessed, you know, having a really good relationship, it's still new, but you're still excited about it. There are a lot of good qualities. And I have a lot, you know, we all do this. There's a lot of friends who kind of go after like a first date or so, like, well, it was great, but, you know, and you're like, oh, here we go.
Here we go.
So if we can start rewiring how we look at the situation and try not to cover all possibilities and then look at the pros and cons, then we can kind of stop ourselves for a moment. I think it's our nature. Like I said, we all want to kind of know everything and be protected and all that. But it's a lot of work on one person's part to do all that in your head. And then to have that be your filter the next time you're with him, it's not fair to him either. So be as present as you can, whether he's with you or not.
Right.
Right now, you really don't have anything to worry about. And when you're with him, at that point, you probably still don't have anything to worry about. You know, it's just like, just see what unfolds and be, allow what he presents. Give him benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, that should be enough.
Until you have any other reason, concrete proof, not just what's in your head, concrete proof of there being any other issue. Because right now there isn't any issue.
No, don't say nothing.
But part, and then I will say, you know, again, with this energy of the six, and then what's happening when you go into April, the energy that you're in with this number six energy, like I said, very nurturing, very loving, you go into a seven, and that's a little more introspective. Mm. It's a lot more introspective. Seven is more about, you know, doing the internal work, being very spiritual, and kind of, you know, keeping some things to yourself that you're still working on. And it's just to kind of streamline everything that you're working on, not just a relationship, but everything in your life. So, you know, appreciate what's happening now, the energy right now. And as you go into that more introspective time, that's still very valuable. Most people don't take the time out to kind of evaluate how they're feeling, what they're doing, where they want to go. Without the other people, any other energies outside of you kind of influencing that or getting your attention. I mean, what you'll do is you'll probably be a lot smarter with your own time and how you want to spend it. So it can be very enriching, because in that time that you decide to spend with anybody else is going to be that much more intense, perhaps, or not in a bad way, but it can be that much more precious. So there's a whole sequence to this, and there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of life happening outside of that relationship, a lot of other things that are happening. So I would work on benefit of the doubt, and like you said, you never know if he's also trying to work on his end to make that primary relationship with his son a little smoother and welcome in somebody new mm-hmm. into his life, much less into his house.
How long has mm-hmm. he been, last question, how long has he, has the household been like that? How long has he and his son lived together on their own?
Since his son was two.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Well, there's your answer. There you go. So that's his son's, that's his son's space. And yeah. What I tell some of my coaching clients, fart on the inside. Just keep it in. No, everybody doesn't need to know everything. Just fart on the inside. And on that note,
you can't end on fart on the inside. You can't.
Well, I'm gonna let you clean this mess up then.
but I don't know. So Brittany, does any of that kind of help you out?
Thank you so much for offering a different perspective. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Call us back, girl. Let us know what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Have a good day.
All right. You too, honey.
You too.
Yeah.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wow. Fart on the inside.
Well, you know what? She has a unique coaching style. Girl, I'm not for everybody.
I'll tell you what, though. That's an interesting, for relationships, when you do have another kid. I don't know. I've never – you keep sending me the dates.
No, you're going to. You will.
I've also seen, some of my closest relatives do this, where they've got kids and it can get really, really messy. It can get really messy when it's all new. So at least for her relationship, this is somebody who's had this kid and been on their own for the last 14 years. So they've established a certain rhythm and I think that's a little more settled than having it just happen, and there's a whole custody battle or whatever. I think just being very patient and not assuming, jumping to any conclusions and just assuming that, okay, when he's here, then it's, when we're together, then that's our time. And it's probably a relief from what I can tell from everybody who's had kids. Whenever they can have a break and just kind of have their own thing, it gets us a relief.
Can we please have a happy hour? Thank you. We used to put wine in the sippy cups when the kids were like babies. Okay, in the park. Just saying.
All right. So yeah, I think it's obviously because there are many relationships that are blended families. The Brady Bunch. But in reality, there are plenty of families. Of relationships that have ended up becoming blended families, and they all have the little quirks, but I'm sure it's not easy to just automatically take in somebody new. That there has to be there's a lot of steps to get to that point where you can, it's like, I'm wanting to meet your parents, you got to take some steps before you get to that point. And it's not that the other person, it usually has nothing to do with the other person. It's usually that the person who has that kid or has maybe parents that live at home or something like that. They're like, I just don't want you to be, to be like appalled by this person and cut me off because, it looks like from me. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot we just don't always know, and we can't assume the worst of ourselves or of the other person. So benefit of the doubt goes all the way around. For yourself, that it's not that, you're so repulsive that I can't even, I'm keeping you hidden until I find somebody else. She would have picked up on that if it was like, I never meet any of his friends.
And the way she described it was so,
it sounds
wonderful.
Lovely.
It's almost like, let's find a flaw. Let's find something wrong.
Yeah.
You're looking for it's going to come up, so please don't.
Yeah. Anything you can look at could be a flaw.
Anything.
Now he's too nice,
Right.
So, you just never know. And the moment you can relax about it and just really enjoy, then it kind of eases that tension for everybody. Because you want good tension. You don't want bad tension. You don't want walking on eggshell tension.
No, that's not fun. And those years, the teenage years, are and we remember when we were growing up, and it's so heightened today. I am so glad I'm not a young person in these times.
Oh, I agree.
It's the burden that's on the shoulders of today's generation. God bless them. And it's such a delicate time. I wouldn't even imagine I'm at the point now where I can't even conceive of ever being involved in a relationship ever again with right now, because I'm just in the throes of ending this long ass marriage.
Right.
But I have no interest in overlapping those worlds. My kids have been through enough. So
right.
This little boy was 2 years old as a little boy, as a toddler. And it's not the most common that the father has sole custody. So I don't know what the backstory was, that maybe the mother passed away, or it was an ugly divorce, or she was ill. You know, we don't know what the given circumstance is. But there's completely understand from the father's point of view, like, no, let me be a grown up, and this is one layer that's off of my shoulders for a minute, because it's 24/7, and as a parent, you're always scrambling to juggle so much and to make sure the kids are good. And then if you're a single parent, let's just, you know, magnify that. It's a lot. And we need to catch our breath, and to have a girlfriend that doesn't have any kids and has a nurturing oasis.
Yeah,
he's not even thinking about his kid at that moment. It's too soon.
Yeah,
it's a new relationship.
Relief. It's relief.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, you should see me when I have, like, okay, I have an hour and a half before you know, my son comes home from school. Oh my God. You know, where you just have, like, that adult focus and time, because the second they walk in the door, it's boom.
You got to be back on, right?
With, you know, being the octopus, you know, all doing all these things. So I get it. So there's no reason. There's nothing that is provoking reacting to this that we were told anyway. I mean, we're just basing this on what we were told, so.
Yeah.
I think
that's just a sort of, that's the dynamic she's working with, and that's what she's working through.
Of course.
So I feel good. I mean, she sounded, from the energy of her talking about relationships, sounded really, really positive.
Not just
so there's
positive,
a lot to work on there. And so I just feel like with the energy of, like, her personal year, the number six, it probably has her thinking bigger picture in terms of, well, you know,
this
is going pretty well. So, you know, like, what's next? What, you know, are we ready to take it to the next level? Whatever that level is, if you're feeling really good about it. But if the one thing you're thinking of is, well, I still haven't seen his place, then I can see how that would bring up, like, So hopefully she won't focus so much on all of that, because, and you know, the conversation will have worked through where, okay, I can respect that, you know, but maybe it's something that he do talk about. And maybe he's the one that has to bring it up since it's his kid. I don't know. I think it has to unfold the way it has to unfold. But any additional, like, scrutiny on it is not going to make that unfold any easier, or make it be, you know, an honest assessment, you know, if you kind of come up with those filters. You know, there are people, you know, that can come in and they kind of have this idea, this preconceived notion of how it's supposed to be. And if it doesn't fit that, then anything that is brought up is seen through that filter. Like, well, that's still not what I'm expecting. So even if it's valid, it won't be treated as such. And right now, if she has an open heart and she's just, you know, exploring, you know, the possibilities of this great new relationship.
Right.
Then that's why, you know, benefit of the doubt is so huge. Because it takes care of that tenderness. It's its own sense of protection. But hopefully it's something that allows her to not have such a hard and fast filter for anything. especially in terms of looking for flaws, you know, or looking for something to just, that's the only thing. There's always going to be like an only thing.
The only thing. Well, the only thing is that we're human. So, you know, pick one.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, and that's just me coming up with phrases that not that she said it, but.
No, of course not.
Yeah. So. So I'm hoping we get another call and that it's progressing well and
from both our callers.
Great callers today.
And new people to the show, which is always fun.
Yeah.
Usually the new callers come when we do like that weird oddball show at night, we'll get plenty of new callers. It's wonderful when it's during a regular time slot. So we were 2 for 2. Is anybody else in the queue or anybody need us in chat?
No, we're good, but hi to Raven and we have another guest 47, and I know Jay had put his head in there. So it's nice to, you know, Jay kind of says hello before he has to go to work. It's always good.
So sweet.
So hello to everybody listening. I do want to hear your law of attraction connection.
Well, it's just kind of a thing to ponder, where do what you want to feel, right, all of that. And in thinking about my 12-and-a-half-year-old, I get up really early with the cows and the chickens, really early so I can meditate in the, thank God, because if I didn't meditate, this girl would be out of her mind. So I can meditate and collect myself and then go through the routine of trying to get him to school on time. And it's always miraculous when he does. Like, he'll do it like once a month. He'll get to school on time. And yes, he's very comfortable. Yes, I get it. I don't want to get up either. I understand. But I get him up with plenty of time. And I say, you know, it really is within your reach to get to school on time. He's like, oh, I'm going to be late. Now, this is when there's plenty of time. This is like right after I finished meditating, and then I went over to wake him up. And I'm like, well, you just do whatever you want to do, don't you? And he just will make up the rules. As if I say, stay home to go to your friend's house, and I'm calling, I'm hearing all these kids in the back, where are you? I'm at my friend's house. And it's not like this flip kind of like aggressive. It's more like I'm doing what feels right for me. That's law of attraction. So so my whole thing is, as a responsible parent, I'm your parent, not your best friend. I'd rather be your best friend, but hello, I'm your parent, so it's my job to do the right thing and the responsible thing. And that's where, if it doesn't feel right for him, because he doesn't feel good in terms of getting up, it's cold, it's dark in the mornings, it's freezing in New York, like, I get it. I remember hating school. I didn't like school. What 12-and-a-half-year-old, you know, that's not academically whatever, wired, although he's so smart, and I tell him, you have such a great mind, your teachers see it, I see it, but your lack of willingness, and, you know, you just want to do what you want to do. And he goes, yes, and I feel so good right now. It feels so comfy here. So what does one do? Because it feels like it kind of contradicts law of attraction. A law of attraction contradicts that, because I don't need the truancy police to show up saying, where's your son? Well, we practice law of attraction in this household.
Well, no, law of attraction works whether you're aware of it or not. But the thing is with law of attraction, I mean, with anything, it's interesting because there are always going to be consequences. I mean, it's
true.
You're right.
Good point.
There are consequences, and he has to understand the consequences that maybe he doesn't see because you've been trying to protect him from it. You know,
we don't need no summer school. We don't. Yeah, and I said,
right.
Well, you're going to make high school selection really easy. Seventh grade is the grade that they really look at. So between his grades, which are not great, and between his chronic lateness, which is not great, thank goodness I picked a middle school that has its own high school. So whether he likes it or not, that's where he's going to go to school because he's no other school is going to take him.
Right.
They know him
right.
in that school.
Right.
Well, there you go. So, and even being aware of the consequences, that's what's so interesting.
Oh, so maybe he has to feel the consequences. I mean, and,
well,
and that's,
yes,
and that's
it.
That's sort of
that,
interesting.
I agree.
Because no one wants to have that happen.
Right.
But as everyone learns their boundaries differently.
Right.
Everyone learns what maybe they can and can't do very differently.
Right.
So maybe he's trying to flex that, and that's – I mean, gosh, I remember what I hated going to school when I was in middle school, especially seventh grade. That was like the worst
seventh
year.
Grade is that great, and I remember it well. I remember it well, so I get it.
You know, so I you know, but then again, like, you know, with being in my family, everyone had to go to school. That was like, you know.
Well, we were the children of immigrants, so it's like that was a whole – You
That's
know,
you had
know.
To. Like,
you
course.
Were like, your ass is going to get beat if you don't go to school. So it was totally
well,
different
I
dynamic.
I always pictured like the whole earth opening up and, you know, just sucking
yeah, falling
in
hell
and
you're
going
to go to hell.
Wrong, you
right.
know?
Chain and chains,
so,
right.
But I can appreciate him kind of being in that vibe. It's just interesting because, you know, what about his because it's a heavy word, obligation, responsibility, or
right.
how about his relationship with other people? You know, of respecting a relationship.
Right, their time. I talk about that. It's people,
right.
Yeah, people's time, people's energy. It's not just about what you want to do.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done his numbers. Have I? Have I done his numbers?
No.
Send that to me. That would be
yes.
interesting.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. No, but when we met, he was really a baby.
Right. Oh,
so
God,
it didn't make
so
sense.
Small. Right.
And
so
you did. You
then.
Did. I think you did Cole's numbers when he was, you know, a teenager.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to text that to you. Good. Thank you. See, it's good to have a
yeah.
numerologist in the family.
So, but just know, and I've met him a ton of times. He's such a ham. Like he wants that. He loves the attention.
Right.
And he wants to be very charming. But yeah, you know, there are times when everybody has to kind of put their nose to the grindstone and get stuff done.
Right.
And I think it's just a feeling of, well, I don't feel like I'm responsible for that, you know?
Right.
And so if you don't feel responsible for anything, not even yourself, then even that becomes a weird way of expressing it until you realize, I mean, that's like me going to school again, probably like, well, that's a little earlier, like elementary school, going to school with wrinkled clothes because, you
right.
know, I was like, well, someone usually has this ready for me, but apparently, you know, we can't. So, but I had to figure it out. I'm like, well, I can't keep showing up. This is like, I started noticing, wow, I look really shabby. Like, it's crazy.
Right.
Right. Or I was really hungry and I looked shabby and I thought
right.
I had dirty clothes. So
right.
it was just, I had to make those connections. And there was, you know, obviously there's a lot of structure in my family, but I know there are times when I probably tested my mom's patience.
Oh yeah.
Like why do I need to do this or, and so half the time when she would just sort of have it because I was also the third kid, she's like, you know, okay, do what you want, just know you gotta wake yourself up in the morning, because there wasn't like no one could take me to school, like mom didn't have an extra car,
right,
so it was like well, and I could see it would be like the worst was just upsetting her. You know, that was sort of the dynamic in our family. You didn't
I know. See, we were concerned when our mothers would get upset, and it and I'm like, really? Is this thing on? Okay, yeah.
So it's. I mean, and it is different. It's such a different dynamic for kids now because there's a lot more.
They're so distracted. We didn't have
well,
these,
yeah,
like these screens
true.
In our faces. We
that's
had
true.
And we only had like four channels on TV.
Right.
So it was. We had more
right.
room in our brain. There's too many options, so many choices, that I think that it's overload.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree. I don't know.
Having them respond is very different from when we were having to respond to our parents.
Oof. Night and day.
And, oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Oof. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know how I have any of those answers. I just from what I've observed, you know, you're right. You know, we didn't grow up with just having our everything at our disposal with the, you know, information and technology, and there's so much, like, you know, we're focused on this little screen. You don't know what's coming through there. You don't know what other plans have been made. So, I mean, there's a whole generation of people, and not just kids, but just people who only communicate in a particular way. Like, it seems like it's so high tech and advanced, but it's also very limiting because they don't have other ways of talking when stuff gets really hard. It's really hard for them to do that face to face. And so to deal with any bit of, I don't know, any bit of resistance or, you know, just any kind of disagreement, the way they are going to resolve that, if they do it at all, is very different.
Right.
I see your text. I'll look at the numbers and I'll definitely get back with you on that.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
But yeah, I think he's very heart based. I think his card made, like, his playing card for his birthday is a heart.
That would make perfect sense. Mm-hmm.
So there's, you know, he can be very persuasive emotionally.
Oh, that's an understatement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like my niece Lily is also a heart, mm-hmm. and so incredibly persuasive. Almost like, oh, okay.
Right.
But you have to be.
They're good.
Me.
Those kids are good. They're like a dog with a bone. Unbelievable.
Right.
Yeah.
And I still have to figure out where my boundaries are, because
and when they're cute, because she is like a little
super cute.
Well, right. She's a little fairy. That
right.
One.
Right.
Of course you're gonna gaze. I would.
but it's knowing, you know, bigger picture for us, bigger
of
picture.
Course.
Well, yeah. If I allow you, if I say yes this one time, then every single time,
exactly,
it'll be
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. Yep.
And so usually, of course, because I'm not her parent, she's usually pretty good. Like, oh, you know, she's still really sweet. Like, oh, I still love you. I'm like, I love you too. You know,
I know.
So
I get that too. Thank God. Yeah. Like, we could be tussling and he'll say, Mom,
right.
I love you.
Oh,
like, okay.
You.
All right.
Right.
And then I'm like, okay, I love you
too. In his big man voice. Yeah,
right.
Big man
oh,
voice.
My God.
I know.
I'm like, have we met? Who's this man in my house?
I know. I heard his voice. I'm like, oh, my God.
Don't forget it. Wait till he's going to tower over you and Anna when you guys come to New York.
Oh, I already saw that. I saw those pictures.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Oh, yeah. It's a
yeah.
whole thing.
So I think the thing is with consequences and,
right.
and real-time consequences.
Yep.
That, he, you know, that also comes with him getting older, growing up. And,
yep.
and he'll see. He'll have to learn in some way. He'll learn, you know, if you say something, you agree to something and you don't follow through.
Right.
That there are consequences that
yep.
take a lot of energy to kind of patch up if they can be, you know, repaired at
right.
all.
Yeah.
And
yep.
for someone who is a heart, it's harder to lose those relationships or have something bad happen.
Right.
It's harder for them to process because they don't want, you know, they ultimately don't want anything bad to happen.
Of course.
But they have to also own their own responsibility in that dynamic. So.
Yeah, yeah, that's very helpful. And I've said one thing that really upsets him and triggers him, so I try not to say it at all.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I'll say, am I not being a good mother? Like, what am I doing wrong? Because I'm trying everything. And he gets
Ooh,
really
yeah.
upset. He gets really upset because he's like, Mom, I told you never to say that. I'm like, but then work with me here because, hello, like, I need to mm-hmm. know what the hell. And we talk very frankly with each other.
Right.
So, I think you're right, and I did think of you the other day when I said to myself, you know what? When I was in seventh grade, it was like sink or swim. I had nobody.
Yeah.
I think I had to like make my own lunch, make my own breakfast, like just whatever. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
no,
I'm like
picture...
Jeeves the butler.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
We're not doing that anymore. So I have to find other ways because I really do cater
yeah.
to him. Yeah, I'll be the
yeah.
first one to admit that.
Yeah.
You know?
So some of it's just a dynamic shift. Like with my mom, she ended up getting a part time job, so she was tired.
Right.
Don't
Honey,
think she
and
wouldn't
I work
try
full
to
time.
Do it.
Absolutely, I'm
right.
exhausted. Yeah.
Right. But you know, so we were definitely used to a certain level of there's always food, and it's not like there wasn't food, but she
no,
just wasn't. She's like, you know, you have options, you have choices in there, you can warm it up. You know, or you can be on time. this is when I'm doing my stuff.
Right.
This is when this is going to be.
Right. She's right.
And you figure it out.
Right.
You know, like there are certain points you have to meet, and if you don't meet it, then you have to figure out how to get to that point.
Yeah. I think what I'm going to do, this is very helpful. I think what I'm going to do, because I thought about this before the show, like I always have like little treats, whatever. But you know what? If I'm going through this every day and I'm losing my mind and my work is being disrupted and everything else, why am I going to get you? They came out with, girl, chocolate-covered devil dogs.
What is that?
Oh, my God. So you know devil dogs, right?
No, I've never heard of that.
Oh, my God, it's such an East Coast thing. Okay, so have you heard Hostess, Drake's Cakes? Oh, it's such an East Coast thing.
I've heard of Hostess, but not Drake's Cakes, no.
Oh, my God.
I haven't heard of that either.
Okay, so a devil dog is like chocolate, like these, like a chocolate cake with like, shaped like a hot dog with like cupcake filling on the inside, like white. But now they have them chocolate covered. Anyway, it's such an East Coast. Anybody that grew up in the East Coast, like, you know what the hell I'm talking about. So they just came out. Like, now they have chocolate-covered Twinkies. I know you know what a Twinkie is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is chocolate-covered devil dogs. Anyway, I bought the last one in the supermarket because people were like, but I'm not going to do the treats. Oh, Mom, do you have anything sweet? No. You know, because you got to get them where it hurts. That's like crack cocaine, the treats. Oh, I made brownies today. Like, I'll be making the brownies. So maybe that's going to be the takeaway from this.
It's a start. I think it's setting a different environment. I mean, and it's also for you.
Girl.
Setting that environment for you.
It's too much.
Because it is. Look at how much the dynamics have changed.
Oh.
And you know, so having him or having both of them really kind of pick up where they need to, because you physically cannot do all the stuff that
and
you
I'm
had
doing
done
it
before.
And I
you're
and
not
you're right.
doing it by yourself.
Right. No, and I'm like mother and father right now. It's so much heavy lifting, and I think that's very helpful. All right, so if you guys, what a great show today. If you guys want to get a hold of us, please email.
Yeah.
LOAblend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. This particular show is scheduled to be back on the guess what? I'm working. I got to talk to you about scheduling. I forgot. I'm going to be working on site next week. We're going to be on the air again next week, but at a different time. We'll figure that out. We'll let you guys know. And wishing you guys brighter days ahead. Oh, I remember the bell. Yes.
Yay.
Yes. We got a little bell. And then until the next time, love you guys. Yeah, Lisa, we'll figure out schedule. I'll be in touch with you.
Sounds good. All right.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
That you like it.